Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where it's our desire to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today on Telling Future Generations, we're continuing a very special interview with two very special friends of mine, Don and Sherry Ferris, that are from Indiana, and we go way back. We, all three of us, went to Moody Bible Institute, and we've known each other for like 20-plus years around that time frame, but all three of us are also co-laborers in the Lord. We all work with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Sherry, she serves as the local director for the greater Indiana area and central Indiana, specifically with the Indianapolis as a local director. And Don, her husband, is also her boss too, because he also serves as both the state director and he's my boss as a district director.
So co-worker.
Co-worker. Okay, I'll change that. But we're just so glad to have you. So Don and Sherry, thank you for being with us today.
It's great to be here.
Good to be back.
Well, we're having a wonderful time. And, you know, our time last week just flew right by. And I just wanted to just kind of touch off where we left off before, that you have something very special that's happening this summer, in addition to your regular outreaches of teaching 5-day clubs, which are kind of like vacation Bible schools on wheels, and training young people, high school and college students, to serve the Lord as Child Evangelism Fellowship summer missionaries. In addition to all of that, you also are having a special outreach called Good News Across America. What is that all about, Sherry?
Well, the purpose of Good News Across America is to blitz a metro area that has great potential to evangelize children and families and to partner with local churches. And if we accomplish those two, that will also expand the work and ministry of CEF. So the national office here in CF USA invests time and resources into that target area. So it's coming to Indianapolis in 2015. We're really excited about that. And we've really been working on that for over a year now, meeting with pastors and church leaders. But this actually started in 2008, was the first year that they did Good News Across America. And it actually started in Chicago. So right here in Illinois.
Yes.
And one of the exciting things about after the summer piece is over is those churches adopt a local elementary school to start the after-school Good News Club in it. Well, that year after they had got into the Chicago Public Schools, there was actually somebody from the school office that called CEF and said, how can we get more of these Good News Clubs in our schools? So that's, they saw the difference that it made in the children in the schools that had clubs. Well, after Chicago, they went to Little Rock. And then they went to Boston. And actually, Don and I had an opportunity to participate in that.
You went to Boston together?
We did.
Okay.
Yes. And Boston was really interesting because I got to see for the first time, I think, was the full year-round partnership with the church. And what that means is we went side by side with the church pastor and volunteers to the 5-day club program and developed a relationship with them. And then not only that, but we encouraged them to adopt a school in their neighborhood. So it's a year-round ministry now because they're ministering with us during the summer in the 5-day clubs. They could do fairs as well if they want to and other summer programs. But then during the school year, they could do 6, 8 weeks or 2 semesters, whatever they're willing to do and get the volunteers to do. And it's a year-round ministry and partnership in the gospel. And that's what's exciting to me is that we can partner with community leaders year-round and reach the children for Christ.
So you said they've been doing this for several years, and I do remember when they started in Chicago because not only was it increased ministry, but it was also, I think as a result of it, if I'm not mistaken, then CF Chicago went from like 1 or 2 or 3 staff members mm-hmm. to then it, I think at one time it just like went boom and it went to like 10 staff. So it was mm-hmm. increased ministry, increased staff for the whole purpose because there's more children that needed to be reached for Christ. So it's just really neat to see how God did that. But can you go back and kind of explain to us again? So this isn't just an Indiana thing, right? That's for Good News Across America. So it's your state, but also it's other people participating as well, right?
Exactly. So they usually shoot for about 165 to 175 trained CEF workers. It could be staff, could be volunteers that come from all over the U.S. and sometimes even outside the U.S. to come and to serve in that target area for 2 weeks.
So how many of them do you know are going to be from your state, from Indiana?
That's still to be determined, but we have few. So there's no way that we could have enough people just from Indiana.
You couldn't do this by yourself. So absolutely basically not. It's a whole CEF family of Child Evangelism Fellowship nationwide. And like I said, maybe also some other countries overseas. That's just really amazing. And so you bring them all together, and then how's that all work? What does that look like?
What we do is we partner with a local Christian school. And we bring in a bunch of air mattresses, and we make those classrooms into places for those volunteers that come in to sleep and eat. And actually, over those 2 weeks, the first week is what we called a team building week. So we put them into their teams that they're going to be serving with. It's kind of compared to like an all-star team. You know, everybody has done CEF before, but the team they're in, these are new people that they haven't met, maybe from another state, different area. And so it gives them an opportunity to work together to be prepared for that second week of ministry.
And because some people, they have a CEF background and some people do not. Is that true, or they're all CEF trained people? What would you say?
We really like them to have some CEF experience when they come, because what's happening is those teams are going to be about 5 or 6 people, and we're going to give that team to a local church. So each local church that partners with us for Good News Across America will receive a team. And that team is what we say does the heavy lifting for the church. They're going to teach the 5-day club. Those church volunteers come alongside, and they're the ones building the relationships with those kids and families, because they're the ones, after we leave, are going to remain.
So how many churches, because you're not also just doing this by yourself, isn't CFUSA sending staff over to Indianapolis and kind of helping you put this together a little bit? Or are you doing most of all the legwork?
Well, John Locke is our project manager that has been provided from our CF headquarters, and he has actually been with Good News Across America from the beginning. So he started with Chicago, and he's, 8 years later, he's still the project manager for this. And then he has a team at the headquarters, what we call ministry managers. And so once a church partners with us, we connect them with a ministry manager, and that key contact from the church and his ministry manager work a lot together. But on a local level, really, our main job has been calling the local pastors and getting those meetings initially set up, and then going with them on the meetings. Because again, once John and his team leaves, we're the ones going to be left behind and working with those churches to get into the schools in the fall.
Well, I know that last summer, I think it was in Portland, wasn't it, where they had the Good News Across America.
Right.
And we actually had one of our summer missionaries from Illinois that went to Portland, Oregon. She flew out there in the middle of the summer. So she stopped teaching 5-day clubs for a couple weeks. And then she flew over to Portland. And I think it was 2 weeks over there, kind of similar to what you're doing in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And I think she said that in just basically that 1 week of outreach, they reached over 97 5-day clubs that they had. They had almost 100 5-day clubs. Mm-hmm. And I think it was over 1,000 plus, or maybe even closer to maybe even 2,000, not sure, but how many children they reached just in that 1 week of massive outreach. So is that kind of what's looking like for this year for you?
Yeah, really, each city, our goal is to partner with 30 new churches. So each church would have 3 5-day club locations. So if we have 30 churches, 3 locations, that's 90 5-day clubs all in that 1 week. And then on Friday night, there's another piece, is there's a rally back at that partnering church. So all week long, we are building a bridge into the community with the prayer and hopes that on Friday night, those families are going to cross that bridge and come to that local church as a first step.
And those 3 locations around the church school, what we want them to do is adopt a school during the school year. So those 3 locations would be around that school, because they wanted to build relationships with those kids. So when they do the Good News Club at the school, after school program, the kids have already had a relationship going with the staff from that church or volunteers. So they go into the club and say, hey, I know you. You taught during the summer, during 5-day club. And so you've already got that relationship, that inroad to share the gospel. They're more open to what you have to say. So it's better than just passing out a tract, but you're developing those deep relationships so that they will be open to what you have to say to them.
So do you have any stories or testimonies of, does this really work? Is it effective? We could sit here and we can talk about numbers all day long, but have you seen this, firsthand, close up, and what the difference it makes?
One story I like to share is about actually when they did this in Salt Lake. High population of Mormons, and actually Friday night when they had the rally back at the church, they saw Mormon families coming to the evangelical churches, and they've actually seen some of those Mormon families come to Christ.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's some churches that have reported, I don't remember the exact number, but several families coming to the church that weren't going to any church at all as a result of this outreach during the summer.
So actually, the past 7 years in the different cities that they've met in, they've actually shared the gospel with over 16,000 children.
16,000. Wow. And so do you know, have they said where they're thinking about for next summer, for 2016? Do they know yet?
They do. They have announced it's going to be in Milwaukee.
Okay. Because I know a couple years ago they were talking about Washington, D.C., and I started to get excited about that. I was like, Washington, D.C.? I mean, because we need to get the gospel to the heartland of our country. Well, that is just neat how God is using this program. I mean, it sounds like you guys got your hands full. I mean, you're the local director, and you have your summer ministry, and I think also, aren't you the director of the training school for your summer missionaries? Or
I help to oversee some things, but it's a team effort,
And now you got this thing on top of all that, so.
It's all good.
But you're excited about it, so that's great.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So could you maybe just share with our listening audience how we can be praying for you as, you know, co-laborers in ministry, and how we be praying for our nearby state, our sister state of Indiana?
Well, for Good News Across America, we actually have 25 out of our 30 partners. So I believe we'll get to the 30, but just praying for those last five partners that we're seeking. And, you know, I'm reminded often that we are in a spiritual battle. And so just for God's protection in a lot of different ways. And we want God to be glorified through this. Of course, we want the gospel to clearly go out. And we're still looking for about 60 to 70 people to sign up and come help us those 2 weeks in July.
Well, I know we're sending you three from Illinois, so maybe we'll try to work on that a little bit better. So, but there are some of our summer missionaries that they've been doing CEF for a long time, serving, you know, teaching 5 day clubs, and they kind of need to stretch a little bit. So we feel like, you know what, that we need to. Actually, you met one of them today, Nikki Smith, at our office, and then we have two brothers, David and Joshua Waitis, have been CEF summer missionaries for, like, I don't know, like 3-4 years. And you know what? They just need to, you know, expand to that next step a little bit. So I'm sure that they'll enjoy it. What about you, Don? Because not only, you know, she has, your wife Sherry has the Good News Across America, but you had the management of the whole state and a district. What are some prayer requests we can pray for you?
Well, I think the main thing for Indiana is that God would be glorified through this ministry. No matter what ministry you do, that his name would be glorified and lifted up. And I'm just thinking about Luke 10:2. We're supposed to be praying to the Lord of the harvest for the workers, and we want workers that are called by him. So anybody listening out there, if you feel called to work with children year-round, we hope that you will contact your local CF office and try to get involved. Also, we two big goals that headquarters has I want to share. We have a goal to be in every nation, which CF has 207 nations that they're counting. So 192 are currently in. We have 15 more to go by the year 2017. And then the second goal is by the year 2027, that year alone, that we would reach 100 million children. So those are big God-sized goals, but please pray for that, and we would appreciate that.
And we have a lot to do here in the United States. I mean, just those numbers that you were just sharing about what we reached, over 15 million children last year with the gospel worldwide, but right here in our country, I think I just heard our Vice President Moses Estevez, who said that we're reaching less than 1 million children for all of CEF for our nation. So there's a lot of children right here in our country that need to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why you do what you do in Indiana, and that's why we do what we do here in Illinois, because we're out there in the harvest field laboring together to reach every corner of the harvest field here in Illinois and in our country in Indiana, so that boys and girls, they would hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thanks again for listening and telling future generations. And Don and Sherry, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me again.